Hello and welcome to Argue the Toss from GameIndustry.com. I'm Shella, and here with me I've got Todd, and together we are arguing about the things that really matter in games. Hey Todd.
How you doing?
Good, thanks. We are doing our long distance thing, arguing again. Do you want to introduce this? Yeah, you certainly do. Do you want to introduce our topic?
Our topic this week is with the concept of retro gaming going full swing. We decided to take a little more into the future in discussing which games we'd like to see from the 90s to come back. A lot of people have done the 80s already. It's time to move on ahead. So we got a little bit of 90s fever, and we're just going over some games that we want to see come back that have not yet.
Yeah, there's been quite a few 90s games that are getting a little makeover. There seems to be a bit of 90s fever going on in the industry with the old Final Fantasy. Quite a few of the ones I looked at, I was like, oh, they're already doing that one and that one.
Yeah, or somehow the result of e-begging. We already know the answer to that one.
Yeah.
I'll save that for another episode.
you're gonna mention that every episode somehow, no matter what we're covering.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm still angry about that.
Okay, maybe it's better that you let it out and, you know, this is your therapy, like you the top.
And that's actually a 2000s game, so.
Okay, so do you want to start?
Back in the 90s, I mean, my go-to system was the Sega Genesis. So I had that CD, and God help me, I had the 32X. I was a big fan of 2D shooters back in the day. And unfortunately, because of the PlayStation and the rise of 3D gaming, they've seemed to have phased out. One of my favorite series was called Thunder Force. It started out in 1983, but the first game was not known real well because it was only available in Japan. I think the computer was called the Sharp X1. But when the Genesis came out, parts 2, 3, and 4 were amazing on there, especially 4. I played that on there. I played 5 originally on the Sega Saturn. It eventually came to the PlayStation, but was an inferior port. And since then, with the exception of part 6, which came out in Japan on the PlayStation 2, which I never played. I mean, there has not been a shooter like that ever again. And I'd like, even though I don't think it would come back, because 1 through 5 were done by a company called Technosoft. I don't know if they're still in existence anymore, because when 6 came out, it was actually created by some former developers there and published by Sega. But I'd like to see a remake of that, and a lot of other classic 2D shooters come back.
So 2D, okay, so are we talking like Ikaruga style?
You could say that. In fact, Ikaruga's something I was going to mention a little bit later. But it'd be kind of like that, or kind of like Gradius.
Okay, so more black screen kind of.
Yeah.
Okay,
and
cool.
I see a lot of
classic
homebrews. I put homebrews along with the concept of indie games. As many people, no, I'm not one of the biggest followers of indie games to begin with. I'd like to see something like AAA.
Yeah.
Gradius 5 was the last one I saw like that.
Yeah, that would be good to, sort of like stop blinking for a while and just shoot stuff.
Yeah.
That's what I always found with Ikaruga, was I couldn't blink because otherwise I'd miss something.
Yeah, well, that's because Ikaruga falls in the concept of what's known as the bullet hell shooter.
Yeah.
I mean, those and the ones done by a company called Cave. I mean, those are, I kind of put those separate from regular 2D shooters.
Okay.
I mean, there's like a difference between a standard shooter, which you can actually have a chance to survive, and then the bullet hell shooters, which are like, oh my god,
yeah,
I can't do this.
I know, where it's just like an eye bleeder. Okay, so my first one that I've come up with is Tenchu. Because I always preferred that to Metal Gear, and they kind of came out in parallel. And although I know you're a huge Metal Gear fan, like, you know, I respect the series. It's just not for me. I just found the controls kind of counterintuitive for me. And I'm a Japanophile, so I like things with cherry blossoms and lanterns and jumping through paper walls and, you know, running over the little tile rooftops and everything. And we seem to have gotten away from the kind of Japanese feel of games because, you know, sort of Japan's, you know, reign over games and sort of the cultural touchstones seems to have faded somewhat, and, you know, games have become much more westernized. So I think it'd be quite nice to see a modern reimagining of Tenchu, because I think it would look beautiful.
Yeah, I never had a chance to play that. I've always wanted to, but I have a bad story for that, because every time I tried to get a Blockbuster, I tried to rent it, and it was always gone. And I kept criticizing them, because Blockbuster here had a policy that they called guaranteed to be there or it's free.
Okay.
And they never followed through on that. I kept telling them, when's this coming in? You owe me several free titles. It eventually got to the point where I told Blockbuster they can go fuck themselves, and I never went there again. So I can, once they went out of business thanks to the advent of, like, Redbox, Netflix, and all the other video-on-demand services, I celebrated when they closed down here.
So I like the fact that you've got some story of venom behind almost every title. It's good. So what have you got up next?
We kind of hinted at when we talked about Ikaruga, and mm-hmm. I a little bit when I said Gradius 5, because there's a company, there's a Japanese company I was a big fan of back in the 90s. They were called Treasure. And they made some of the best 2D games on the Genesis. I mean, they made Gunstar Heroes, which I still consider the greatest game of all time. I'd love to see a true remake of that. I mean, not the one that was on the Game Boy Advance back in 2001, 2002, I think it was. They made that. They made Guardian Heroes, another game that had a remake, which was terrible. They were able to do a remaster on the Xbox 360 a few years back, which I was glad to see. Mm. There was Dynamite Heady, which was a unique platformer. And then there was a weird boss rush shooter that unfortunately was not made available for retail in the U.S. because it was made as a Sega Channel exclusive. I'm not sure if you remember what that was.
No.
Sega Channel is basically a cable channel that you hooked up a cable modem into your Genesis and be able to download games.
Oh, right.
That was a Mega Man compilation. Were the only two games I know that were made as Sega Channel exclusives. The game was called Alien Soldier.
Okay.
It was.
So is that the game you want back?
I just want everything from Treasure to come back.
Everything from Treasure ever. Okay. Treasure, if you're listening, please make Todd's dream come true.
I don't even know what Stats of Treasure is now. Like I said, the last game I played from was Gradius 5 back in 2004.
Yeah. I mean, I have to say, when I was researching this, and looking at all the games from the 90s, it just brought home to me how many studios we've lost over the years, you know, how much, how many things have been bought up and kind of absorbed into other studios and publishers and stuff like that. So,
because a person I watch on YouTube, a guy named Spoonie, said that about Origin, because he talked about how great a company that was, especially Ultima. And then right in the middle was one of his videos, he just yells out, "And then Electronic Arts happened!" when I did some other podcasts, I used to add that as a sound bite. How much I thought. I mean, EA's kind of warmed up to me a bit with stuff like EA Access.
Yeah, me too.
That's a different episode. We'll talk.
But back then, they were kind of, this Goliath that was just eating stuff. Eating the industry.
Now it's Activision that's drawn my ire.
Yeah. So my second game, I've got three games, so we might have to scoot over our next one to fit them all in. My second one is Myst by Cyan. I don't know if they still exist or not, I don't know. But Myst was like a massive series that I never played, because I never had a PC powerful enough to play it, because it always pushed the envelope on graphics, always looked gorgeous, and I liked the sort of quietness of it, the sort of the puzzle aspect. And I think it would be quite nice one to maybe play on a smartphone or a tablet now or something. I think they could do some interesting things with that. So I never really got to play it. I tried to play it on my PC when I did buy quite a powerful PC, and it wouldn't run because it was so old by then. So I'd like to see Myst.
Yeah, I remember that.
Do you have another one?
Yeah, and again, mine seem to tie to each other because I mentioned EA. Mm-hmm. I want to see a return of the Wing Commander series.
Okay.
I grew up on that. I mean, first what I played when I was in college, I used to play it on the old IBM PS2s. Two was one of the first games I bought for my own system at home. Three I never got to play on the computer because, like you were with Myst, I didn't have a system. Fast enough. I played on the 3DO, which was actually a decent conversion.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I'd like to see a return of those type of shooters. I mean, we had Descent Free Space come out for a while, and that was a great game, Free Space 2. And then afterwards, I mean, it just went, we just lost interest in it. I mean, it was only that, but it was also a spin-off series called Privateer.
Yeah.
And the first game I absolutely loved. I mean, I spent the entire summer in college just playing that, just exploring different planets, trading stuff as simple as just regular commodities, all the way to what I eventually started doing is like tracking ejected pods to sell as human slaves. I mean, I loved the first one, but when Privateer 2 came out, that game was just unplayable, and I couldn't. I mean, it was one of the first PC, actually one of the rare PC games I was able to trade or send back because it was so crappy.
Yeah.
But over the years, I mean, we lost that. I mean, Microsoft picked it up and made a game called Freelancer. But unfortunately, I couldn't play that because flight control with a mouse makes no sense.
Yeah.
I mean, it's somewhat making a comeback. We argued about this one before. I won't go into it. No Man's Sky or No Man's Hype, as I like to call it. But I've also been playing Elite Dangerous, which I love.
Yeah, a few of my friends are playing that. So, I think there's room for some of those old-style games that we're not seeing anymore. I've got one more. We're going to run over slightly, but I'd like to get it in there because I really loved it. There's like two names that I haven't heard in a very long time. It's like the Obi-Wan Kenobi of games. It's like, remember Virgin Interactive?
Oh, yeah.
It's like, I'd forgotten that Virgin even did games, and so I was like, who did that? So the game is Blade Runner. There was a point-and-click adventure by Westwood Studios, published by Virgin, and it was a really, really good take of that film. It was brilliant, and of course they are going to ruin everything by making a sequel of Blade Runner. It seems like games are following the movie industry and now doing remakes of games, so why not do a remake of the Blade Runner point and click adventure? That's what I said. Yeah. It seems like maybe the industry is old enough now that we seem to be doing remakes, so we're just turning into Hollywood.
Yeah,
let's do it. And on that bleak note...
yeah, I'll do it.
Hopefully Treasure will be listening to you, or the remnants of Treasure.
All right, one more and then we're calling it.
Okay.
I want a true System Shock sequel.
Okay.
I don't want any more Bioshocks. Bioshock 1 was okay. 2 was boring, and Infinite is grossly overrated. Go back to space, hire Terry Brosius to return as the voice of Shodan, have her terrify me like she did back when the first game came out.
And that is a really neat appeal.
Yeah.
I like that. Succinct. You've got your reasons in there. Okay. Let's see if we can make it happen.
I'd love to see it.
Okay, so I think that's it. That's our 90s games. Hopefully we'll get to hear them, see in the comments or something, some of our listeners, our dear listeners, 90s games. Until next time, thanks, Todd.
No problem.
And we'll be back here soon with some more arguing.